Some City of Milwaukee leaders are working to make sure families whose children test high for lead can't be evicted. Young children are especially vulnerable to lead contamination and can suffer lifelong developmental and behavioral impacts. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has more.
When a child tests high for lead, Milwaukee's health department mobilizes. A nurse begins conferring with the family while an inspector looks for sources of lead in the home. Thursday, during the Public Safety and Health Committee meeting, Alderman Jose Perez said he wants to make sure that for any of those families living in rental properties, their landlords cannot evict them. Perez says he and his colleagues have been hearing from concerned Milwaukee residents.
Right now, executing some abatement, we realize that this wasn't one of the protections under retaliation, and after some research, we decided to include it.
Now you might be expecting to hear from a stream of parents and livid landlords. Didn't happen. Only Heiner Giese stepped forward. He represents the 500 members of the Apartment Association of Southeast Wisconsin. Giese wanted to see changes in the proposed ordinance.
The effective would be to add a clause or some kind of provision that would state that a tenant has to be acting in good faith and not be delinquent in rent, in order for the ordinance to apply.
And he asked the committee to delay its vote. Alderwoman Shantia Lewis says the problem is too big and there's too many lead hazards to allow city leaders to wait.
Families are at stake, lives are at stake, and this is something that has been going on for generations. We have the term slumlord for a reason. We need to make sure that the ownership knows that they have to maintain the property, because if you put in another tenant in there, they're coming into the same conditions.
The committee did vote 5-0 in favor of the resolution. Alderman Jose Perez plans to present it to the full Common Council later this month. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.